Kelvin, K-E-L-V-I-N, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, 5357. Today is 7/16/2025. This is a 68-year-old gentleman originally from Corpus City, has been in Houston for a year or so, period. In the paragraph, he was found to be confused with total and complete ADL dependency, left-sided paralysis related to a stroke from February of this year, weight loss, agitation, anxiety, and confusion, period. In the paragraph, Mr. Miles used to be a longshoreman, L-O-N-G-S-H-O-R-E-M-A-N, used to help with loading cargo ships both in Houston and Corpus Christi, period. In the paragraph, since his stroke, he's been in a group home. He has not had much contact with his family. He's single but has children, period. In the paragraph, the folks at the group home have noticed increased confusion. At times, he's only oriented to person. He has difficulty, of course, with the left side. He's ADL dependent. He has complete and total paralysis of the left side. He wears adult diapers and is sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day and staying in bed more often, period. It's becoming very difficult for Mr. Miles to go see his primary care physician. For this reason, he was asked to be evaluated for hospice and palliative care at home. He suffers from COPD, hypertension, history of stroke, left-sided weakness. Surgery, has not had any surgery that he can remember. Allergy, penicillin, family history, mom and dad died of old age. Medication includes Plavix 75 milligram once a day, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day, baclofen 10 milligram up to 3 times a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, Norco 5325 3 times a day when he has the prescription, but he's out of it now, period. Currently, he resides at 5706 South Seas, where he was evaluated today for hospice and palliative care, period. An exam, 131 over 90, 96%, 91, 98.2. I will try to get you a check. Oh, today?
I'll see if I can make it over. Okay,
babe, but don't push it if you don't have to, if you don't want to.
If by 6 o'clock I'm not able to, because I got to go home and get my son and get everything ready, and then we'll see how sharp it is.
So if not, I'll have him bring it tomorrow.
You sure?
Yeah, don't push yourself. Heart positive, swollen positive, restricted lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JBD, skin shows no rash. There's low extremity 2 plus edema bilaterally, left sided dense paralysis noted. Assessment number one, stroke. Patient's new stroke since February of this year, on February 14th of this year, has left this man in quite a shape, period. He's no longer able to ambulate. He's sleeping now. He's confused. He's only oriented to person at this time. He's OTUSAT stable. He has a heavy, put in there under social, he has a heavy history of ETOH and tobacco abuse in the past. He does not smoking. He's still smoking at this time only when someone can take him to the front. But with his mental status, his the fact that he's wheelchair bound, he's smoking less and less at this time. Period. His blood pressure is controlled with the help of Norvasc and hydrochlorothiazide. Period. In the paragraph, he's moaning in pain because he's out of his Norco and he's having severe pain on the left side, especially. Period. His total 2 plus pedal edema related to both his condition, his position, as well as possible protein calorie malnutrition with the weight loss reported and decreased eating, period. The paragraph is taking a turn for worse in the past 2 to 4 weeks with change in mentation, increased confusion, weight loss, bedbound, not able to get up with help, not able to assist with movement, and the fact that he's totally and completely bedbound and wheelchair bound. Overall prognosis is quite poor for Mr. Miles at this time. Thank you.